Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 to 24. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 to 24. It's a long text, so I will not read that to you. But the theme of my reflection is remembering the greatness of God. Remembering the greatness of God. In Isaiah 40, 12 to 24, we encounter one of the most powerful depictions of God's greatness and supremacy. This passage reminds us of a truth we often overlook, that God alone is truly great. It is a reminder that God is incomparable in power, wisdom, and understanding, and this is vital for us today. We live in a culture that often glorifies individual strength, talent, and accomplishment, making it easy to reduce our view of God to something manageable, a bit like ourselves. But Isaiah shows us a very different picture. In verses 12 to 14, Isaiah asks a series of questions designed to show us just how magnificent God is, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or weighed the mountains in scales. Think of the oceans, vast and unfathomable, measured as if God were holding them in his hand. The world's greatest mountains are balanced effortlessly by him. These images are meant to stretch our perspective. Isaiah is showing us that God is not just bigger or stronger than we are. He operates on a completely different level. Like philosopher Soren Kierkegaard observed, God is not something better, he is something other, incomparable in a way we can't even fully grasp. No one instructs God or adds to his understanding. His wisdom is absolute. And yet we often try to make God manageable, putting him into categories we can understand or control. We see God in limited ways as a distant creator, an indulgent figure, or as someone who serves to fulfill our desires. But Isaiah challenges us to recognize that any such attempt diminishes who God truly is. When we reduce God, we not only lose sight of his greatness, but can also end up placing ourselves in the center of our lives, leading to worry, fear, and spiritual weakness. As A.W. Tozer noted, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. If our view of God is small, we live small, our faith wavers, our prayers weaken, and we can be more easily shaken by life's challenges. Isaiah continues with a stunning comparison of God to the nations. He says that nations in their combined power are like a drop from a bucket or dust on the scales. No political power or societal strength holds weight compared to God's might. In our own lives, we can feel pressure from the nations of our culture, work, family expectations, social standards, all of which compete for our allegiance. But Isaiah's message is clear. No earthly power, influence, or institution can compare to the greatness of God. In the last section, Isaiah reminds us that no image or idol can represent God's magnitude or his authority. He warns against the danger of reducing God to something we can control or contain. When we limit God, we lose our sense of awe and reverence and risk living according to limited views of God that will ultimately fail us. Yet God invites us back to a place of reverence and awe. So what does this mean for us today, my dear friends? First, we are called to remember God's greatness and to allow that remembrance to reshape our priorities and diminish our fears. When we trust in the one who measures the waters and weighs the mountains, our lives are anchored in something far more stable than our own capabilities. Secondly, Isaiah's vision of God's greatness calls us to worship not as a duty, but as a response to a God who is beyond compare. When we see God as truly great, we naturally place our lives in His hands. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have I tried to manage or limit God in my life? Number two, how can remembering God's greatness help me face challenges or uncertainties today? Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who is beyond our comprehension, yet so near to us. Help us to see your greatness and to trust you with our lives. Remind us that nothing compares to you and fill us with reverence and confidence in your power. May our hearts rest in your greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.